Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. Thank you once again for all the feedback on the last episode. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope that you gained one or two gems from it. So today I want to talk about something that, you know, has been on my mind really, really heavily recently. And if you follow me on, you know, any platform, whether here, social media, whether you know me personally, you know that I am a firm proponent for preparedness for life. Like, we know, whether we're Muslims, Christians, whatever, I think just being human being will mean that we will have trials. Small trials, big trials, heavy trials, light trials, but we will have trials throughout our lives. Even the process of coming into this world is a trial. You have to struggle and push. Your mother has to fight and push and grunt to get you out into this world. So even the process of coming into this world in itself is a trial. Death in itself is a trial. You know, the life that we live, everything that we do, you know, the good, the bad, everything is a trial, because we're literally in the exam phase of our lives. And as Muslims, there are three, you know, lives that we have to live: this present life, which is called the dunya, this earthly life. Then there's the barzakh, which is the intermediary life when you're in your grave. And then after resurrection, there's the akhira, which is the afterlife. And that is the real life. This dunya is typically, you know, the shortest of the three phases. But what you do in this dunya will determine, you know, the quality of your life in the other two lives, in inverted commas. So it's, you know, this is the exam phase. This is where God wants to prove, wants you to prove that you deserve bliss in the afterlife. This is the exam phase. This is where you're going to be thrown all sorts of things uniquely crafted and packed up for you. Nobody's, no two people's trials are the same. Even if they're going through the same thing, the circumstances, their lives, their abilities, their spirituality will differ. So nobody, no two people have the same trials, but every single human being, no matter how spiritually inclined, no matter how beautiful, no matter how wealthy, no matter how healthy, no matter how intelligent, every single human being will have trials. So I always advocate for preparedness of for trials. Like, okay, stay ready, know what to do when your trials come, know how to handle it and things like that. But, you know, I find that we talk about these things a lot, but nobody talks about acute pain. Nobody talks about how to deal with that pain when it comes. So I've been drawn to tawakkul for many, many, many years. Like, it's something that God really, really made my heart gravitate towards. And tawakkul, for my non-Muslim listeners, just means complete and utter unshakable trust that no matter what happens, good or bad, there's goodness in it for you, and God will always do that which is best. So you trust completely, even when you don't understand, even when it doesn't make sense to you, even when it hurts, even when it breaks your heart, you trust that for God to bring you to it, there's goodness in it for you, and you trust him completely. That's tawakkul. So for many years, I had been drawn to, you know, tawakkul. I read so many books. I practicalized it in my life. I searched for, you know, experiences that would allow me exhibit this trait. And I dare say that, you know, I have, you know, a good grasp of tawakkul. I know how to lean on God. I know how to literally let go and let God. I know how to, you know, just laid at his feet and surrender and just be like, you know what, you handle this. I don't know what to do, but I trust you. If you've brought it my way, there's definitely goodness in it. Give me clarity. Show me what to do. Show me how you want me to handle this. I think that to a large extent, and it's interesting because God in recent times has now tested me saying this thing. So I can, you know, confidently say that I have a good, I won't say excellent, but I have a good grip on tawakkul. But what people don't talk about, and what I want to talk about today, is what to do when that pain is heavy, when it really, really, really hurts. Because sometimes there's so much pain that comes with certain trials that you're on cruise control. You're literally on cruise control. You don't even know what to do. All the prayers that, you know, sometimes seem to have evaporated from your brain, you're just hurting. So what do you do in times like that? What do you do when the pain comes, when you're so torn apart, when your heart is breaking, when the tears don't stop falling, when you cannot sleep and your mind is constantly reeling? Whether someone has hurt you, whether you've lost someone, whether you've lost something, well, you know, so many things can bring, you know, heavy pain. So what do we do? And I always go back again and say, let's start from preparedness. And this is why it's super important to be prepared before the pain comes. It's harder when you need to do damage control, or when you need to figure things out when you're already hurting, as against when you've put things in place. I always give the analogy of storm warnings. So, and it's essentially the same thing. Imagine living in, you know, an area where a storm is coming, a big storm is coming, and the government warnings, they're warning people, look, if you can evacuate, evacuate. If you cannot evacuate, do this and do that, but stay prepared. And there's this one person that is boarding up his windows, you know, he's stocking up on food, is buying, you know, lanterns and lamps and things in case the power goes out. He's making sure that there's drinkable water. There's this, it's just staying prepared. And there's the one person that knows that the storm is coming, is fearful for the storm. In fact, even more fearful than the guy that is taking action, but he's just not doing anything about it. He's just sat there doing nothing. When the storm hits, it's going to be harder for him to manage. He's probably going to have to deal with damage control. The storm might break his windows and the water might come in, and then he's going to have to start, you know, getting water out of his home. He might not have power. He might not have food. You know, all sorts of things can happen. And this is essentially what happens to many of us. We know we have been promised, not even that it's in the Bible or in the Quran, that once some people will have trials. Every single human being born of a woman will have trials. Listen, even our coming into this world, the process of birth, whatever way that you were birthed, is a trial. It's either you had to push through, like you push through, or they have to cut you out and drag you out, and you know, you have to struggle to get that first breath of air in, and your mother has to go through so much pain. Every birth itself is a trial. This life is a place of trial. It's the exam phase for the blissful afterlife that all of us yearn for. So it has been promised to us in all the holy books. And even if you don't believe in God, just looking at human experience, every single human being that I know has gone through something or is going through something. And it doesn't even mean that because you've gone through something or you're going through something, there's no more some things down the road for you. We would all face trials. So the question is, are we going to wait till it hits and then we have to do damage control before we even get to the point of rebuilding? Or are we going to put things in place that would make sure that all we have to do when the storm passes is heal? Okay, so the storm has passed. Now I can start onboarding my windows. I can go back to the power company and help them and have them restore my power. I can clean up my yard and things like that. It's so important. So I always start from preparedness. Prepare for your storm. And how do you prepare for your storm? You have to, first of all, understand the reason why God sends us these storms in the first place. Because the first thing is your mindset. It's the state of your mind and your heart. You have to understand why God sends us these things. Whether it's the loss of a child, or whether it's the loss of a parent, or whether it's divorce or widowhood, or a bad partner, or, you know, you not having a job. Every single thing that is seemingly bad for us carries good. You just have to believe it. You just have to understand that God will never just punish you, unless, of course, you deserve punishment. And I'm hoping that I'm talking to people that, you know, have good relationships with God and try their best. You know, unless you are an evil person, even evil people, God blesses. Even people that don't know him, that don't call on him, that don't turn to him, that even the people that don't acknowledge his existence, God still gives them air to breathe and food. And many of them have great wealth and good health and happy families. So God will not just wake up and decide, yes, I'm going to punish you by taking your spouse, or I'm going to punish you by, you know, taking your child, or I'm going to punish you by making sure you're broke for a few months. No, that's not how God operates. In everything that God brings our way, there's a purpose, there's a blessing, and there's a lesson. And if you don't learn how to figure out those three things, you will struggle greatly when trials come your way. So the first thing is preparedness. Like, stay prepared, expect them. In fact, anticipate them, so that when they come, you're like, ah, okay, oh, Cabo, welcome, you've come. Okay, I've been waiting for you. Sure, let's get this show on the road. Let's be done with it. You know, you have a better mindset because you're like, yeah, I knew this was going to happen, even if you didn't know how it would happen, but you were prepared. You had built up your spiritual ammunition. You had learned how to say your prayers, how to ask God. You had learned how to, you know, deal with the turmoil of the heart and the head and all the things that come with trials. The second thing for when your pain hits, when things are a struggle and you are feeling the weight of it, is support. You need trusted people in your corner. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, people using your pain as gist. And I've had my fair share of it. I it's something that I will never forget. And I always tell people that, you know, sometimes when you go through trials, in fact, many times, it's not even the trial itself that crushes you so much. It's the people factor. It's people's extrapolations and people's inferences and people's lies and people's assumptions about what you're going through that normally break us down more than the thing itself. That is the truth. You need people in your corner. You need people to listen to you. You need people to give you sound advice. And again, it kind of keys into preparedness, because if you know that you're going to need a support system, you will identify certain people that you know that you can talk to and you can trust, and people that give sound advice, regardless of whether you want to hear it or not. People that will remind you of who you are and will remind you that this is a trial, it will pass. Stay true to yourself. You need support. You need good and kind people. And I will never, ever stop thanking God for the kind of people that I have in my corner. People that, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how Debbie Downer I am, no matter how sad I am, will remind me of goodness, will remind me of how blessed I am, will remind, you know, people that just recenter you. It's so key for when the pain is intense. Another thing that I will say for when the pain is intense is understand that there are two types of pain in my books. There's pain that is just pain, and then there's blessed pain. You have to learn to use your pain to your advantage. And how do you use your pain to your advantage? For me, one of the things that I like to do is charity. When I'm hurting, when things don't make sense, when I'm confused, when I just think, you know what, let me ease someone else's pain. Let me ease someone else's discomfort. Maybe God will in turn ease mine. So I like to give in charity. And I ensure that my pain is blessed by becoming even more prayerful. And this, for me, is the essence, is the purpose, is the main purpose of any trial. God is calling us. God is calling us back. God is redirecting us back to Him to show us that we are completely reliant and dependent upon Him, not on any human being, not on money, not on our health. We're dependent on Him. And sometimes He needs us to come back to that, to remove our focus and our attention from other people. You know, for example, in marriage, if I don't know about you guys, but I married this kind of person that my life is very, very wrapped around. I've known him for 27 years. So sometimes, you know, certain things would happen that will teach you that you have to have some sort of detachment, because you're getting so attached to this person that the love and the affection and the dependence that you're having for them is stepping out of the bounds or the boundaries that God approves of. You might be getting to a point where God needs to caution you, like, chill. This person, you shouldn't be reliant upon this person. You shouldn't love this person to the point where they take the place of God in your heart, and so many things. So apart from marriage, even children, God can test you with your children. God can test you with your wealth when you assume that all that you have can protect you from certain scenario, like, oh, you have all this money, certain things cannot happen to you. Sometimes God needs to just recenter us and call us back to Him and remind us that, Mio, I am the one that you need, not all these things or all these people that I've surrounded you with. And when you understand that and you realize that, yes, you're hurting, but you can make that pain blessed, you can take it back to God, you can seek His forgiveness for whatever transgression, because no matter how good you are, we all sin. We might have done something that, you know, God needs us to repent from, and we don't even know. So we just, when you're in pain, it's very important. And in Islam, they'll say when you're in pain or you're hurting, do a lot of istighfar, you know, seek forgiveness and, you know, repent to God very, very frequently, because sometimes the things we go through can be consequences of our sins that we might not even be aware of. So make your pain blessed by going back to God, cry to Him, pray to Him, seek forgiveness of Him, give in His name. Just give because you're looking for His favor, not because you're doing eye service or whatever. Give just for the sole purpose of, you know, attaining the pleasure of God. So make your pain blessed pain. Make your pain, you know, pain that fetches you rewards and makes your life easier rather than just pain. You know, I always say I don't believe in wasted tears. I don't believe in just crying. If I'm crying, I'm crying to God. I'm crying, you know, I'm my heart is breaking in front of God. If there's anything that ever makes me sit down and I'm just crying and it doesn't lead me to prayers, then that's wasted tears. So blessed pain, you know, and purposeful tears are things that get me through many, many, many situations. Another thing that I will say as regards dealing with pain, as in when in the acute phase, though, is understanding. And this verse in the Holy Quran is just so powerful. Fa'inna ma'al usri yusra. Verily, with every hardship, there is ease. No matter what you're going through, no matter how crazy it seems, there's always that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. There's something, there's someone, there's always something that God uses to anchor us, that lets us know, I'm there. You know, I'm here with you. I am the one that gave you this trial, and I am here with you. And I remember this analogy that I read. I can't remember whether I read it or I heard it somewhere, that said that, you know, when you are writing earthly exams, like university exams or secondary school exams or whatever, the lecturer leaves you in that moment. But when you're writing a test with God Almighty, He comes to you, He stays with you, you know, and He gives you signs. So there's always a sign. It might be someone that calls you out of the blue and says something, or you read something on social media, or something you've been wanting for a long time just clicks in place. There's always a sign that God says, I am with you. Take this ease. Hold on to this ease for now. Just to remember that I have not left you. I know what you're going through. And there's a name of God in Islam that really gives me a lot of assurance. It's Al-Khabir. Allah is all aware. He knows. He's seen you. He knows exactly what you're going through because He put you there. He chose that for you at that time. And then He'll give you these signs, this ease in whatever difficulty to remind you that He's there. He's with you. And if you learn to look for that ease and to anchor upon that ease, you will ride it out. It would give you sometimes the strength that you need just to power through, knowing that, you know, God loves you enough to give you this sign to show you that He's with you. But a lot of us, you know, we see only the darkness. We see only the bleakness of our situations. But even in the darkest of the darkest nights, there are stars. We just might not see them. There are stars. We just might not see them. So we have to learn to just look for the ease in any situation and use it as an anchor to ride out the situation. And then in closing, what I will say is this too shall pass. There's absolutely nothing that lasts forever. There's no pain that stays intense forever. Things, no matter, you know, there's some things that you go through, like the loss of my father, for example, would always, every time I think about it, and even when I'm not thinking about it, it's painful, but it has gone from, and you know, other trials in my life, there are things that I have to live with every day, but they've gone from being this painful, hot, throbbing, pulsating ulcer to just being a dull ache. And many days you don't even remember that the ache is there. So no matter what you're going through now, that you're thinking, ah, I can never get past this. What will my life be like? I can't. Nobody can do it. There is another day. No matter how dark the night is, the sun will break in the morning. That is fact. So no matter how much you think this is killing me, this is pulling me under, just keep breathing and remembering all the times that you thought this is going to kill me. Oh, this is too painful. Just think about all the times that you've had that in the past and think about where you are today and remember. And realize that whatever you're going through right now will pass through. And the most beautiful gift that God has given us, especially as believers, is hope. Hope in Him. Trust in Him. And you cannot, you know, you when you have hope in someone and you have trust in someone, especially when you have hope in God Almighty, whose ways are not our ways. You know, it's not like you need a job and you've gone to meet one uncle and he has promised you a job. He can change his mind, or he can stop picking your calls, or he can just shout at you or whatever. But once God gives you His promises and His assurances, it's cast in stone, it's solid. And God has assured us, this too shall pass. Everything shall pass. Even the good times, you know, you have great times. They are interlaced and interspersed with bad times. Everything will pass. So no matter what you're going through now that you think, oh my God, this is the last straw, I can't get past this. For as long as you have breath, then you have hope. So I hope that, you know, this podcast speaks to someone. I don't know why it's been heavy on my mind, but I just know that every day, everybody is dealing with something. Like I said, there's nobody that I know, close or, you know, not so close, that I have a sort of personal relationship with, that is not dealing with their own kind of what I call comma in their lives. Our lives can never be continuous sentences. You'll have commas, you'll have full stops, you'll have all sorts of interjections. There's nobody that I know that hasn't gone through or isn't going through their own comma, whether health issues, children issues, spouse issues, money issues. Everybody has something that they're dealing with. And this is just me reminding you that we're all going through it and there's a purpose to it. We should just try and understand the lesson that God is showing us or teaching us and be determined to get the blessings from it and understand that it will pass. It will pass. It's a promise. It's a trial. It's a test. And it will pass. And you have to learn to make sure that when it passes, you pass it with flying colors. You make sure that the pain was blessed and whatever tears you cried were, you know, purposeful. So that's my little talk today. I hope it speaks to someone. If it speaks to you, please send me a DM or leave a comment, you know, in the comment section of this podcast. I will be back here again next week, Wednesday, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. Bye.